afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, good morning and welcome to Rock Solid. Unless you're not listening to this in the morning, you might be listening to it in the afternoon or in the evening, but you are listening to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast of all things music, both new and classic. My name is Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy, and to my left is
Matt Belknap,
the not-so-silent partner, Belknap. Also, we have my nephews listening in today.
Yeah.
He's sitting here with his hands on on hips.
Learning.
I don't know if his
arms are akimbo. I don't know why he's so steamed already.
He'll not be on mic. He'll just be nodding and hopefully having a good time.
Mm-hmm. He's going to learn.
I said, do you want to go tomorrow? And thinking he would say no. But he said, yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Calling your bluff.
He's a fan.
Bored to tears. Doesn't want to spend any more time with his cousins.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Hang out with a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old?
Eight?
Or do you want to listen to three of the funniest guys in the world?
Yeah.
Talk about rock music.
Sadly, the second isn't really one of the choices.
I was just going to say, so let's start there. And then if you choose B, then about three guys who think they're funny talking about rock music?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Will that do?
It's the closest we got.
My youngest is crawling him like he's a tree. She's just on top of him constantly.
Oh.
Even when we left today, she goes, what? You're leaving?
Oh.
Horrible.
If you've never listened to the show before, this is your first time, welcome. We like to...
Do you really think we're having a new listener this week, Gary? Is this the week?
I could pretend. It's, you know, I imagine people come on board every
that's
every week.
No, Gary, yeah, and you're right. Gary's more is more positive than I am.
But we like to chit-chat about music, maybe introduce you to things you hadn't heard before, remind you of things that you forgot about, and we also like to talk about the week in song pop. That's gone. Major sea change on socks.
We got the golden headphones.
Golden headphones, bitches. Woo! Okay.
I don't know what that means, but you two guys got some golden headphones?
Yeah.
All right.
That's when you're playing song pop and someone pees on you.
Okay. That's. I'm going to have to put that in my book of things to do, my bucket list.
But, now it's the worst. It's because you can look up all the stats and everything like that.
Oh, the stats are amazing. You can see how you've done over all time. I think I'm plus two against you all time, right, Gary?
Yeah,
which
it's
is
like
amazing.
81, 83 or something like that.
It's probably going to change this week, or I don't know. It seems like it's going the wrong way for me.
How are you guys doing with your industrial music?
Oh, it's not good.
I haven't messed with that.
But there's some energizing new categories. Like
yes.
Musicals.
And?
Best covers.
It's
good.
Awesome.
British Invasion, I didn't quite get. I was like, what, are they going to have a lot of Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders or something like those kind of groups?
Did you buy it?
Yeah.
I haven't even played that
one. So you guys are actually, you're buying now categories?
You can buy them with coins that you earn or you drop the dough like Gary does, because it would take you 3 years to get enough money to buy all those categories.
Actually, no, I got those on coins. But British Invasion is just like anybody British.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Gotcha.
That's how it turns down.
That's
stupid. Yeah, that's hardly an invasion.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be all Beatles music.
Now, here's
Beatles
the
and Who.
Yeah, exactly. And Jerry and the Pacemakers or whatever.
Right.
Here's the question, though. Has such prolonged exposure to this game, has it changed the way that you listen to music?
I think it has to. I mean, you're just a little less patient with a new jam. You're like, hey, 1.3 seconds, I don't like this. Next.
Well, I think that's ridiculous. I think
you know, kids these days, where you need it immediately in your instant gratification.
Yeah.
That's it. Do you like that new song by the Killers?
Oh my God. Tangent? Yeah.
Yeah, tangent.
I tried to listen to that new Killers.
Oh, I love it.
Killed me.
I love it.
It's they was streaming for free on iTunes.
I know.
I just couldn't get through.
I'm going to pick that up on Tuesday and listen to that auto-tuned voice of Brandon Flowers.
What's the problem? It's just a little bit overdone.
I guess I just don't like them, it turns out.
Yeah.
Like, I've tried so hard, but
this album's more like Sam's Town and like Brandon's solo album, which those are the two albums I love, so I'm into it.
Yeah, but, now I think Sam's Town has been very picaresque and, you know, really like old west, like Americana-ish.
Yep.
Well, this has some weird Depeche Mode sounding
it does.
Stuff too, but it's not, I just can't stand that dude's lyrics. I like it's he's one of the worst lyricists of his generation.
I think 8 or 9 producers have their fingers on that CD too. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Anyway, back to Song Pop.
Hey, getting back to Song Pop.
The important thing.
But we know the number one album in the country last week
was
fucking Matchbox 20.
Ugh.
North, yeah.
What happened?
That people got in a time machine.
This is like when Bush was reelected. We just had to all look in the mirror and say, what did we do wrong?
I like it.
We all are part of this. We are all responsible.
I think it's because Rob Thomas took to Twitter. Uh-huh. That's what made it happen.
Now, have they gone to like, is it now Matchbox XX?
Nope. They're still writing the word out.
Oh, writing the word out.
Yeah,
because
originally, the first album, it was a 2 and a 0. Mm-hmm. And then they said, nope, changing it up right out the word. I would love it if they went Matchbox XX.
That'd be good.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Then when they get old, they're going to be Matchbox Triple X.
What's up, man?
Oh, I was thinking, about, hey, maybe we could hear some new songs now and judge them a little Jukebox Jury. I got a handful of new tracks here that we get. Maybe these will displace Matchbox 20 from the top of the charts.
All right.
Some exciting new records that people are talking about, you need to know about. We're here to lay them on you. So,
okay, let's hear them.
Just like pick some at random, Matt.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
And just so people know, I have not heard these yet.
Yeah. Just, needle drop.
I'm just starting from the top of how they went into iTunes.
Okay. Drop the digital needle.
Drop the digital needle anywhere you want. Oh, what's that? That's what is that? That's,
I think I do
is that
know
the
that.
XX?
That is the XX.
That's the new XX album. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to hear.
That's Matchbox 20 right there.
That's right. Matchbox 20 XX.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... You can play a little bit more than that. And that's... their new album is called Coexist.
Oh,
and people are excited about this album. Like, I like them, but I was a little bit like, that's a little affected. Like, her voice, like, ooh, I'm a sexy, sleepy baby. Ooh, but it is kind of hot.
She's auditioning to do a James Bond theme here, I think.
I think so.
You think everything is about James Bond?
Yeah.
Next.
Right. Adele is doing the new James Bond song. It's been confirmed.
Okay.
Butterfinger.
Oh, shit. That's a fat joke.
That's a fat joke.
I can see that. We can say that. It's like the N-word. We can say that to each other.
Anyway. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Oh, Avett Brothers.
Of course. You don't need to hear much of...
Is it
Avett or Avett?
Or is it the Avett Brothers?
The Avett Brothers.
Correct grammar would say that, yes, if the word the is before another word that starts with a vowel, you say the.
But I'm saying, is the in the title of the band?
Yes.
I guess
it is.
So.
The
okay.
Avett Brothers.
The
yeah.
Avett Brothers.
This I can't stop listening to.
Are they brothers, or is that just one of those things like...
I don't know. I should look that up. This is, the album's called The Carpenter... And this is kind of, this is the first song.
I ain't from Texas,
really good album.
But I made my way from Dallas, and I know the lonesome sound is following.
Moving on. And now, song pop style.
And you don't like Brandon Flowers lyrics? But that guy just sang like a Sesame Street song. I'm from Texas, by way of Dallas.
Did he mention anything about asking the question, are we human or are we dancer?
Not yet.
Seriously, are we dancer?
I am. This is a big reveal. I guess that lyric rubs me the wrong way because I don't want my cover blown. But I am dancer.
You are dancer.
All right.
Is that that's your code name?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dancer, what's your 20?
That's a tough one. Let me drop it somewhere else. Okay. I think that is a hard place to drop it. Here we go.
Okay.
Did you get it?
I do know who that is. I think. Is that No Doubt?
No.
Close. Here
no, we'll try another strap. You don't know this song?
Is that Taylor Swift?
It is.
This is the earworm of the year.
I think so.
Well, Carly Rae Jepsen.
I was thinking about her, though, before I had heard this, and I was thinking, like, you know, she's going to be with us for a long time.
Yes.
But I bet she's going to have to pivot to, like, away from country a little bit.
And here it is.
We're at that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, this sounds like Avril Lavigne a little bit here.
Yeah, totally.
It's much cooler than mine.
Oh, that's the part that I always think of Gary. She says, listening to some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Yeah, because that's what I like to do.
I wonder how this is going to work out for her, though, because all the things that I like about her aren't really in this song.
This is a pop anthem.
Yeah.
It's definitely aimed at the 16-year-old girls.
Yeah, and usually this is what people do with, I'm not selling records, so I gotta do what those other people are doing, but she doesn't really need to do that.
But it's so catchy. I mean,
yeah, it's definitely gets its hooks in you.
Yeah.
But she's going to have to move away from this persecution complex thing.
And she also... Like,
I said that 2 albums ago. Yeah. Is all she sings about.
She also has a single on iTunes right now that's not from this album for charity.
Yeah.
And it's a great, great, sad song.
Ronan.
And Ronan, yeah.
It's raising money to stop picking on pretty girls.
Oh, I thought it was raising money to help raise awareness of the movie De Niro Ronan.
Get some underrated car chase scenes. Come on, guys. A late Frankenheimer classic.
I've tried to watch it twice. I cannot
get it. Late Frankenheimer classic. Next.
All right, here we go.
Oh, man.
I think I could guess this.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to, or were you just going to say?
Yeah, go for it.
Is that Green Day?
No.
Close. No, that. That's...
Here, let me drop in the middle and see if you get it. I don't know.
This is my new clubhouse leader for my favorite new song of the year.
I was trying to find a vocal.
Oh, okay. I do know it.
New Bob Mould, The Descent. Oh, man. Yeah, this is definitely in first place for me now. I can't stop listening to this album.
Cannot say that his last name.
Mould.
Mould.
It's worse than shoulder for you.
Well, it's like, you know, it'd be like shoulder with an M, so it'd be like Moder. Bob Mould. I just call him the guy from Husker Du.
Right. And that's, so Silver Age is great. Full.
That guy's a big bear, right? He's a bear?
Yeah, he is. Speaking of which.
It's a gay guy that's...
Oh, wait, sorry.
Is that the new grizzly bear?
Yeah.
Right there? That's like it. These boys got a little more protein in their diet, a little more pep in their step.
Yeah, I saw them in the river eating salmon.
I don't know. Let me hear that. I don't know if I like the production of that. All right.
Not feeling it?
I don't like the production. It sounds like they recorded it in the bottom of a chemical drum.
Maybe so.
I think they were hibernating when they recorded that. Right.
They just got up. Give them a chance.
More bear jokes. More bear jokes.
Who we got next? Oh, that's got to be the new Amy Mann.
Yeah.
Come on, Pat. You got to jump in.
Oh, yeah. That's Amy Mann because I felt myself drift off.
What?
That's nice.
It's called Labrador.
She really is the Labrador of music. You can't not love her.
Yeah, it humps the leg of your.
Oh, I thought because she's a dog. Oh. That's what you meant.
No. I meant in like dogs. There's certain dog, you know, like Christina Aguilera, Chihuahua.
Okay.
I'd say that Amy Mann's she's a Labrador.
Physically,
you've seen Christina Aguilera recently, right? She's not really a tiny little Chihuahua anymore.
No, I just mean she's like shrill and yippy.
Oh, okay.
I think that was the logic on that one.
All right.
Physically, Amy's more of like a whippet or a greyhound or something. But
have you heard? You haven't heard this whole album though, because
I've heard
the
other song called Charmer. But yeah, it's I think it's gonna be a winner. I think it's.
I think that's it.
Was it? Did we have that Bob Dylan too?
Wait, let me guess.
Did I miss it?
Let me try to guess it. Dylan,
right? This is the title track of Tempest. Yeah, big 14-minute epic about the Titanic. Song.
Why didn't he call it Titanic?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Also, does he think that a tempest was responsible for the sinking of the Titanic?
Did he hear
Tempest Bledsoe?
Did he hear the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and thought, you know what?
I can top that. In its
glory. Oh no! This is Bruce Springsteen. This isn't Bob Dylan. This is Bruce Springsteen.
This is Bruce Springsteen in 12 more years when he's the same age as Dylan.
That's
his 35th album, I think.
I think you're right, and it's getting rave reviews. I read that interview in Rolling Stone. He's crazy now. He's always been pretty crazy, but he's on about how remember he had that big motorcycle crash in '66. Mm-hmm. He read some book where he found out there was
he hasn't recovered from that yet.
Well, there's this biker named Robert Zimmerman, strangely enough, who died in a motorcycle crash in 1961, and he thinks that was the cause of some transfiguration. That's what he kept saying. He's like, think about it. You know,
someone with his name had an accident.
Yeah.
Five years before him.
But anyway, so God bless him. He's still at it. And, you know, think of he's like, I haven't quite gotten this whole like resurgence, like from Time Out of Mind, like 1997. Yeah. Like, but it really does. He really did like reinvent himself for the better, I think, and like, you know,
he never
didn't rely on his back catalog.
He never doesn't get a good review from Rolling Stone.
It's
true. I mean, everything is five stars. Tempest, five stars.
Yeah, when you write the song that the record that the magazine's named after.
That's true.
You get a free pass.
Give it
up. You do get a pass.
I just realized that the Dylan in prison is not too far away from a Jack Kay in prison. I'm so mad at you, Edie Sedgwick.
Maybe. Maybe you just have to gravel it up a little bit.
Exactly. Anyway, speaking of religious cuckoos.
God?
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this Prince? Or is this? No,
is it? Who is this?
Don't know this?
Is this a religious cuckoo?
No. That was just... You heard the word, right?
Yeah.
God. And you now, heard the word God.
Now here's some heavenly choir singing.
It is Sunday.
Yeah.
Life is a
This song does not have God in the title. It just starts with the word God, so I thought it'd be good.
This is in my top five Madonna songs.
Really?
It's great.
Yeah, I love Feel Like It. Because I like how she looks in the video, too.
Yes,
I love that look. The
brown
black
hair.
Yeah, the brunette.
That was a controversial video.
Yeah, why was it controversial?
I think because there were burning crosses and she was making out with
Jesus, right?
She's making out with black Jesus.
That
was the main problem.
Now our president's black Jesus.
Yeah. See how far we've come since 89?
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today?
This is songs with God in the title, but not just God.
Could have God. Could have Buddha. Could have anything. I guess could have angels.
Because if there's one thing we've learned about the recent events in the Middle East, people have a good sense of humor
about religion. They love it.
They love it.
It is the religion is the cause of all the good things that have come in the world.
So true.
Organized religion.
Yeah.
We all went to, Matt, you went to temple this morning?
Sure.
Gary, what did you do? You bowed down to the altar of Jane?
I killed a chicken.
Killed a chicken.
I'm a Santorini.
Because you still have some of the chicken blood on your face. You marked yourself.
Sorry about that.
And I took the body and blood of Christ at my local Catholicism Chamber of Commerce. is that what do you call it?
I think so.
Church, I believe.
Church? Oh, okay. So, yeah.
You went to church as a kid, right?
Oh, I was an altar
Sunday
boy till I was in 12th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was getting
what's the cutoff for altar boy.
I think 12th grade. Yeah, but I was getting so much cock that I just decided
it's hard to give it up,
man.
Yep.
So I was getting a lot of play back in the sacristy. and I love that magic they do when they actually turn water into wine
That is amazing.
That is amazing.
They give you unleavened bread and tell you it's a man.
It's easy to get caught up in the symbolism and everything
right.
that. But
Gary, how many examples do you have today? This will decide who starts it out.
I got a handful. I got any number between 7 and 10 or six.
Okay, I have 8.
Okay, well, would you like to lob to throw out the first?
Okay, I'll throw out the first God bomb.
Yeah.
This is from my man Mick Jagger's solo album, Goddess in the Doorway.
Oh.
And it's called God Gave Me Everything from 2001.
Take issue with this song a little bit. I'm reading that Keith Richards book just now.
Okay,
and it turns out according to Keith, God did not give Mick a big wiener.
Oh.
That's according to.
But this says God gave me everything I want. So apparently he doesn't want a big wiener.
Yeah.
Apparently if his wiener is working well enough to get all the ladies.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't.
By the time they get to his wiener, it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
He's got all the other things that get you to the point of wiener reveal.
The Keith Richards book is on my nightstand. It has been there since it came out. And I've got to get into it. It's great.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I'm just at the part where they're recording Brown Sugar and stuff down in Muscle Shoals.
This is
Jim Dickinson.
This is interesting, like, that Keith, you would think Keith would be the brain dead one, and how would he possibly have a book that's over 500 pages. But apparently Mick had a book deal to do his autobiography. Mm-hmm. And after 2 years of not being able to do it and remember things, he gave the money back. He goes, I can't.
Wow. He was sad because his book would never be as long as Keith's. He just felt very self-conscious.
It'd just be
that.
An e-book.
Yeah, exactly.
Gary, you're up.
Hey, hit that Beach Boys a little bit. That we'll like hear that as a way of background.
Okay.
This is, of course, the best song from their best album.
Wait.
It's called...
Hey, I can't find it. All out of our... Oh, because it was selected.
Oh, sorry. God Only Knows, of course, from... centerpiece of Pet Sounds. So just let this soak in with you a little bit here. Okay, we're gonna A-B this a little bit with flip over to the Petra Hayden. This all vocal arrangement. She's even doing like French horn thing on there.
This sounds very similar to God Only Knows.
I may not take that, Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah, she's doing the. But long as there are stars, God's must be crazy.
Is this Don't Worry, God Loves You?
Don't worry. Love it. That's good. Right.
That's nice.
So that's my God opening salvo.
All right.
What do you got? All young dudes.
I've got as recognizable as that song is to everyone. I'm not even going to say the title of this one. Okay. This has Lord in the title.
Oh,
I want Lord.
I'll sue you.
You threw me off with that leading because I've never heard this song in my life.
Oh, you've never heard this?
Really?
This is George Harrison, My Sweet Lord.
I see that on my computer, but I've never heard it.
Matt, it's from the album All Things Must Pass. Is that on your computer? 1970.
No. Yeah, I've never delved into that George Harrison solo.
He's got a good 10 or 12 strong solo songs.
On this album alone. Is this All Things Must Pass?
Yes. It's only 42 years old. Okay. I don't know what song he plagiarized this from, but that's a George Harrison song.
Wait, what's the deal with that? I've never heard about it.
Doesn't he have a couple plagiarism things?
He got sued by...
the Shirelles?
Yeah, because it sounded like, he's so fine.
Oh, yeah, this is it. My Sweet Lord sounds like he's so fine.
Right, and then...
And I think he lost, right?
I can't remember how it turned out, but I remember on that recent documentary... Mm-hmm.
Wait,
goes
now
on
I
HBO,
need to hear it again. Hold on.
On the did they somehow like Billy Preston took the fall, like he's like it was his fault. Blame
that's,
the black.
That's guy. Why they brought Preston in.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the patsy for the Beatles.
Why is the black man always got to take the fall for the rich white man?
That's what I'm saying. Like they were jamming, you know, at the concert for Bangladesh, and
he's so fun.
I don't hear it. That's a link. That's
yeah. It's specious at best. There's a lot worse examples.
He lost, and they took one thousandth of his entire estate away.
Yeah,
I know those Shirelles are always saying that they slipped outside of the laundromat. Come on, guys. Enough with the frivolous lawsuits.
I'll go to a Lord song. This is from the absolute essential 96 album Odele from Beck. If you could play this for about 51 seconds. Remember, there was this toy called, I think it was called Jammers. There were these little plastic electric guitars, and you would just play you would just press a button and it would do
is
like
that
a
what,
little
does he
solo.
Play a Jammers on this
I
song?
I think the solo is played on a jammer
oh,
here,
that's
or at least
great.
Or at least like inspired by it. But this is called Lord Only Knows. From Beck. 'Cause Lord only knows it's getting late. Senses are gone, so don't you hesitate. To give yourself a call, let your bottom dollars fall. Throwing your two big cans down the table. Is that a Jammers?
It might be.
I think it might be. Or at least inspired by. Good for you, Beck. Use what's around.
I have the Rolling Stone in my hand with Fall Music Preview. I thought Beck had a new album coming out, but I can't find it. Does he
has a new set of sheet music. coming out.
What?
What?
Yeah. It's on McSweeney's, so you know it's an annoying like art project. But he didn't record it. He wrote like 12 new songs or whatever, but okay. It's this beautifully bound book, and you're supposed to like play them yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
go.
Let me get my jammers out and learn to read music.
Exactly. I don't know what's more pretentious, that or the jammers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, but, you know, he worships Xenu, so, or he's afraid of Xenu.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
What, you know, come
Scientologist.
On. But that's okay. That's okay.
That's okay.
Anybody see that The Master yet?
No, I'm going to see it on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They shot it in 70 millimeter.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're showing it in 70 millimeter at the Dome.
Wait, let me put this. Oh, cool. 70 millimeter shot, 70 millimeter shot. That's 140 millimeters.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It's big, Gary. It's big.
And we got Ron Lynch is in there. I'm excited to see him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got a little. He's got
awesome.
He plays like a drummer in some scene.
Who's Ron Lynch?
The famous comedian.
The Tomorrow Show.
From The Tomorrow Show. In town here.
What the?
Good for Naomi Mance. Anyway.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all? What's on your agenda there?
No one loves to sing about religion more.
Yes.
Than Billy Idol. The guy, he wears crucifixes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's crucifixes all over his White Wedding video. This is very recent Billy Idol from 2005. He's going to sing a song about plastic Jesus.
Ooh. Think about
it. I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard on my
bad lyric alert, bad lyric alert.
Through my trials and tribulations, and my travels through the nations, with my plastic Jesus, I'll go far. Riding down a thoroughfare, with a nose up in the air, a wreck may be ahead, but he don't mind. Trouble come and he don't see. He just keeps his eye on me and any other thing that lies behind.
Later in the song, we learn that Plastic Jesus, his head comes off, and he's a flask.
Oh!
I was going to guess drug mule. Like, you're hiding the coke in there.
So, Plastic Jesus.
By the way, this album cover is hilarious. Like, I feel like the older he gets, the more insistent he is on showing
his abs.
Yeah, look at me,
and,
abs.
I saw him on that tour, and he is... His face is so craggy, and his body is like a 70-year-old face with a 20-year-old body.
It's really weird, right?
Yeah, like I'm going to look around the table right now. I'm going to assume none of us have ever had a body like that.
No
matter what. Even
maybe
when
Kyle.
Maybe. Maybe.
I just finished week 7 of the 9-week insanity workout.
How's that going?
I think these next 2 weeks are going to be pretty transfiguring.
Actually, 6.5 weeks, you don't see any change. Yeah, and then in the last 4 days.
Oh, Gary, you can't drink the 20-ounce Arizona honey tea. That's defeating the purpose.
I think this is...
That's green tea.
I think it's
with honey. You're right.
How many calories are in that?
70.
Okay.
I thought it was...
But how many servings are in that can? Oh, 7.
36. Yeah, I thought it was...
It's a large can.
I thought it was non-sugar. Anyway, it's because usually they have that. Anyway.
All right.
Speaking of funny album covers... George Jones is like, he's like the Chris Brown of country. He's the worst.
Did he beat up his lady?
Just womanizing and partying and drinking. But this is a religious album he made with Tammy Wynette in 1975, the final year of their marriage. It's we're going to hear a song. This is from about 18 seconds.
Oh, wait, and this album, sorry to interrupt, but yeah. It's called George and Tammy and Tina.
George and Tammy and
is
Tina.
Is that their daughter?
Their little daughter, yeah.
She's on the cover.
And
by the way, this is actually Jim Carrey was playing George Jones in this photograph.
God, can you believe that smirk on his face?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my God, I can't wait till this is
how
over.
Dare he, this womanizer puts his whole family on his album cover. Like, and everything's okay.
Yeah, exactly. And they ended up, they got divorced later the year that this came out, but
shocking.
Not before he could wag his finger at us all for not being religious enough.
Oh, all right.
So if we could,
this guy's a Republican, definitely, right?
Pretty much, he's pretty awesome.
Touting his family values and then going against
and then
what
making
he
the
preaches.
White lightning and stuff. But
right.
From 18 seconds, this is God's gonna get you.
This doggone world we're living in, it's giving me a fit. It seems like everywhere I turn, I see a hypocrite.
Well, like yourself.
Well, you want to go to heaven? Well, you can't live like that. So let me tell you, brother, God's gonna get you for that.
God's gonna get you for that. Yeah, God's gonna get you for that. There's no place running high, for he knows where you're at. God's gonna get you for that. Yeah, God's gonna get you for that. Every wrong thing that you do, God's gonna get you for that.
I looked up Tammy just to like find out when they were married. She was married 5 times. George was their 3rd husband.
Okay.
From 69 to 75. Her first husband that I presume that D-I-V-O-R-C-E was written about.
Yeah.
His name was Eupel Bird. E-U-P-L-E Bird.
Eupel Bird.
Have you ever heard
it? It's terrible. You're a big George Jones fan. You've played George a couple times, I think.
He's fantastic. I mean, he's a, you know, one of them Silver Fox kind of guys. He's got that White Lightning song. But anyway.
I like that. I like that you like George Jones.
Judge the art, not the artist. That's
yes, funny. Exactly.
Anyway.
This is weird. My next song comes from the soundtrack to a movie called Percy, which was... the music was all done by the Kinks.
Oh.
Percy is I'm pretty sure the Percy is about the guy who has the first penis transplant. Oh. So of course there's going to be a song on this album called God's Children. And this song, we're not going to hear the opening lyric, which is it says man made, and then it talks about stuff man made, and then we go into but he
made
didn't
by God.
Yeah. So
what year was that movie? I haven't heard
1971.
This.
Probably some British thing. Probably. Tankerook, Skoo,
right.
Bomb. But this is one of my favorite Kink songs, and this is called God's Children.
But he didn't make the flowers, and he didn't make the trees. And he didn't make you, and he didn't make me. And he's got no right to turn us into machines.
Let me thank you. Let me tell you a little bit about Percy. Edwin is an innocent and shy young man. He is hit by a nude man falling from a high-rise building while carrying a chandelier.
Sure. Okay.
Edwin's penis is mutilated in the accident and has to be amputated, and the falling man is killed. Then Edwin becomes the recipient of the world's first penis transplant, and he receives the very large, uncircumcised penis of the womanizer killed in the same accident. I'll tell you who was in this. Elkie Summer was in it.
Obviously
she was. Don Knotts was in it.
Denholm Elliott. No, the penis doesn't talk.
Incredible Mr. Limp.
Actually, the penis is replaced with a talking animated fish. Now, that movie I would go
that
see.
I would see.
So, so that's, by all means, let's get...
I'm sure the doctor says, I'm sorry to tell you, you've got chandelier shards over 70% of your willy. I gotta see that movie.
Seriously, I need to at least see the first 20 minutes of that movie.
Yeah, I mean, and then, come on.
And then pitching it to Ray Davies.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I can write the music for that.
Yeah. I'm all about penis replacement.
Oh, it says, there was a sequel, a 1974 sequel
Shut
called
the fuck
Percy's
up.
Progress. I'm not kidding.
Oh, wow. Neat.
I'm not kidding.
I wonder how those two are getting along.
I don't know. You mean Percy and his penis?
Yeah, Percy.
Elkie Summer returns as does Denholm Elliott.
Elkie Summer. That was a game show babe.
How about that?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, a different guy plays Edwin in both movies. Nah, no continuity. Penis is played by the same penis.
Excellent. That's good to know.
Okay, Gary, you're up.
Hey, let's go to one of the great albums from last year, Smoke Ring for My Halo by an artist named Kurt Vile. Not like Kurt Vile, the great Three Penny Opera guy, but
right.
Kurt Vile, like disgusting. That's how you know he's
that's
a punk rocker.
You think he would have changed that last name?
Yeah, maybe. It's his real name, though, I think. And I think his dad was a musician, so I think he knew what he was doing when he named him that. But from
he should have went with Yerpus Bird.
Yerpus Bird.
Whatever his name is.
From about, let's hear from about 28 seconds, Matt. This is a song called Jesus Fever.
It's definitely got an indie rock feel.
Yeah, that's his stock and trade. From Pennsylvania.
Oh, great.
Like yourself.
They like religion there.
Sure they do.
Maybe too much.
Yeah.
hey, this is straight up. This song is flat out fucking called Jesus.
Nice.
And this is from Queen's first album. And I'm telling you, the lyrics are flat out. You're going to hear all about fucking Jesus. Let's hear Jesus.
Then I saw him in the crowd. A lot of people had gathered round him. The beggar shouted to the lepers, called him. The old man said nothing, he just stared about him.
All over town to see the Lord Jesus. All over town to see the Lord Jesus. All over town.
Then came a man, before his feet he fell unclean, so the leper rang his bell. Felt the palm of a hand touch his head. Go now, you're a new man instead. Oh.
And we just keep hearing about the things Jesus did.
I have to say that that song, Jesus is just all right with me. I don't think it's great, but I think it's okay.
I didn't know Jesus rocked that hard.
I know, man. Freddie Mercury. Wonder how Jesus would feel about a gay man singing about him.
He loves everyone. He loves
He does.
All his
he
children.
Hangs out with everybody. Yeah. Jesus, he hung out with prostitutes and
Jesus is
lepers.
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah. That's for sure.
There should be a song called Jesus is Cool.
He's totally cool.
Probably is. We should look at that.
We should look it up. There is probably a song called Jesus is Cool. I'll look that up while Gary's playing.
Well, here's a cool song about Jesus from the great Wilco album, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. I want to hear this from about 33 seconds. This is Jesus Etc. on Rock Solid.
I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake. Voices escape. Singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks. Bitter melody. Turning your orbit around. Don't cry.
Gives me the chills. Oh, that violin sound was great. That's awesome.
By the way, I've always wondered, is there some inside joke about the title of that album? Is that Stanford's? Because is it like YHF? Is that some kind of a code?
I don't know if that stands for anything. That's, you know, like the it's like the military phonetic alphabet.
Right.
Right. And I think Wilco comes from that, too. I think they just kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
That sort of stuff.
I didn't know if that's like, that was their code for like, we got a hot
young,
chick coming backstage.
Hot foxes.
We got a Yankee Hotel Foxtrot coming in. Look out, guys. Who's up first?
Let's see that's what it
Get
means.
Get your cocks out. Bravo. Percy, not so fast.
Percy, easy Percy.
Bravo, Charlie.
Here's what, no one wants your chandelier glass penis in them. Here's what I found out on iTunes. We have a song called How Cool Is Jesus from the album Spirit Power 2 by Marty Rotella, and that's a Christian and gospel album, so I'm sure. Awesome. Then there's an album called Jesus Christ Is Cool by Technochrist. It's a dance album, and the songs are all Dance for the Lord, Garden of Eden, Change the World with God's Love, Heavenly Heavenly. I read this one as Heavenly Bass, but I'm sure it's Heavenly Bass.
Heavenly Bass.
Unless it's about a fish.
Heavenly Bass. Oh, that's awesome.
Fish that walks on water.
Watch out, Bass. Adele's coming.
All right, let's go with. Now, this is a voice we've heard already in the show. But this is Mick Jagger with his band. Mick Jagger is with a band.
What now?
Really? Yeah, he's called. I know people mostly know him as a solo artist. Yeah. He's with a band called the Rolling Stones, mm-hmm. and this is an album from 1997 called Bridges of Babylon. And this, I went with the word saint, and this is a great song. This is Saint of Me.
St. Paul the persecutor was a cruel and sinful man. Jesus hit him with a blinding light, and then his life began. I said a yes. I said a yes.
It's Percy on tambourine.
Got to new temptation. He loved women, wine, and song. And all the special pleasures of doing something wrong. I said a yes. I said a yes. Make a saint of me. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He'll never make a saint of me.
Never heard that song.
Nope.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah.
That's cool. I have no idea.
There's a lot of 90s Stone stuff that people haven't heard, and that's why I wanted to play that, because it's really good stuff.
It's gospel rock.
Yeah, it's got some nice churchy organ in there. That's fantastic.
Although I don't feel like the word saint doesn't, to me, qualify for this category.
Yeah, that, I was
to throw the yellow flag on this one.
I was looking for, I was thinking, could I use angels? I guess I could have used the word holy, but I almost played Hard to Be Saint in the City. Mm-hmm. So
it's a whole different show. I mean,
I was reaching a little bit.
He said Jesus in the lyrics.
St. Paul the persecutor. He gave some religious references. So. Yeah. I'm good. I called an Audible.
We'll allow it.
By the way, Audible, if you like to...
it's a great place to hear
that. Like to read.
Keith Richards' book.
One free audiobook download.
I would love to hear Keith read his book.
You know who reads it is Johnny Depp.
Of course.
Does he read it like Keith? Does he read it like
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. Or I call him Black Jack Sparrow. I don't know why.
For the first third, he was reading it just in his Johnny Depp voice. He switched over to Jack Sparrow for this middle third.
Does he really? You're lying.
Right? I swear to God. No, it's crazy. But
he really does?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you reading it or listening to it, Gary?
Listening.
Okay.
Does that count as reading?
Well, sure.
You're getting the information.
You're getting the information.
Right. I say reading because, you know, anyway.
Yeah, because you don't want to get into it.
I'm listening, but it's a bug.
Yeah. You got to pick it up and hold it. Boring. Your arms are all burnt from doing insanity. You can't even lift that book.
Oh, I'm so sorry, you guys. But I feel like I'm sliding. Like a really solid infrastructure underneath a bouncy house.
Do you know if you've lost weight right now?
You know, I haven't weighed myself, but I feel a lot.
You feel a little more pep in your step?
I do. I feel great.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's what counts.
Anyway, I'm gonna shake up your Western world now.
Okay,
we're gonna talk about this is I'm gonna say the word. It was a college radio hit in the mid '80s by a band called Shriekback, which featured.
I've heard of Shriekback.
Barry Andrews, who was an original member of XTC, but he went off on his own. From about 38 seconds, Matt, we're going to hear a song called Gunning for the Buddha. And if you like marimbas, this is a track for you. Kick back in here. You know what that's about? If you meet the Buddha on the road, you know what you're supposed to do? Kill him.
Is that true?
That's what the Buddha says to do.
Why would... Well, then he's probably not easy to meet. He probably keeps to himself. He probably stays indoors.
Yeah. It's a religion where the main figure says, neener, neener, neener. It's the most dangerous game.
I just want to let people know that if you meet me on the street, please do not kill me.
Pray to me. Worship me.
Not Buddha.
Yes.
No Buddha am I.
Yes.
I'm going to... Gary, I'm going to play my last two songs back to back because they have been mentioned already on the show, and then I'll let you close out the show.
Okay.
Matt, play the first one.
Well, we already literally played it.
We all, yes. We all,
I may not always.
So we all had, we both had God Only Knows.
Actually, this is the mono version, though.
Oh, I had the stereo. So there you go.
Right? It still sounds like it might be mono.
Yeah, Gary's with stereo.
I'll make you so sure.
Oh, glorious mono. I had mono in high school.
Man.
It was not glorious. That's the kissing disease, man. I got it from my priest. So the next one, Gary, you actually said this song title.
Oh.
So let's hear it.
Oh, nice. Doobies.
Some cowbell in there.
Gotta have it.
These guys they don't give a shit if you know it or not. To them, Jesus, that dude's cool. Yeah, not a lot of lyrical content in this.
I don't really understand that song.
Is that a pro-Jesus thing, or are they like, don't get too excited about Jesus, like he's just all right?
Yeah, it sounds kind
of... I think it's pro-Jesus. I always heard it as pro-Jesus.
But I don't care what people
say. It sounds very like, he's just all right.
Jesus, meh.
I mean, water into wine, sure.
Whatever, yeah. Magic trick, parlor trick.
Water into tequila, now we're talking!
Come on!
What's up?
Whiskey, two fingers!
Doobie Brothers in the motherfucking house!
Oh, he turned grass into weed.
That's right, motherfucker.
Doobie Brothers, not real brothers. Just wanted you guys to know.
Really?
Yeah.
Although there's a couple of brothers in the group.
There was. Cornelius Bumpus.
Tyrone Porter.
Why do I know the black members of the Doobie Brothers names?
Why wouldn't you?
Why?
Were the Righteous Brothers brothers?
No. Yes. No, they're not. No. They're not.
Was their name Righteous?
No.
Yeah, Bill and John Righteous.
here's a little trivia connecting comedy to music. Mm-hmm. Will Ferrell's dad played in the Righteous Brothers band.
That's right. That is crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
And of course, he played cowbell.
That's right. He did. Gary, what do you got? You got something to play as a last one to end it?
I'm going
to
play a couple song pop style here. This is a name that you might have seen on song pop and like, what? Is that even a person? But and we'll just hear like a second of this like in song pop. But this was a top 40 hit in the early 70s. This gal named Judy Sill was like part of that Laurel Canyon folk
scene. Judy Sill, I don't know her.
And this is called Jesus Was a Crossmaker.
Sweet silver angel.
Yeah, Judy Sill, Jesus Was a Crossmaker.
That's great.
And this is one that I played on, I think, two or three other shows.
Yeah, you love this
song. I love this song
so Decemberists.
Much. No, it's Eve's Plum, Jesus Loves You, But Not As Much As I Do.
Okay.
I like it, too. You've converted me to Eve's Plum. I love this.
They say I'm damned to hell.
Okay, that's enough. And then, so yeah, look
I
want to
know
video.
What other shows you would have played that on, the topics for the other shows.
That was on, I think it was on Should Have Been a Hit. It was on Parentheticals.
Oh, okay.
Right. Jesus Loves You.
But not as much as I do.
Oh, right.
That's how we did Bruce
I want you to be able to work it into another show down the line.
I'm
so
going
to.
Don't worry. And it was also on When Celebrities Sing. Because I was maintaining that, yeah, she was, because she was in Hairspray, she was an actress. But this is one, boy, this song got ruined for me by a pair of comedians who, this is like, it was in the 90s, I'm living in Portland, and there was these comedians from out of town needed a place to stay. It was a man and a woman, and they come over to our house, we're having some beers, and they're like, hey, I got the new Mercury Rev album, let's listen to that a little bit. Anyway, I pass out on the couch. The album is on repeat. I wake up. They are going at it like crazy. Keep in mind, they're married. Not to each other.
Was this Shields and Yarnell?
No, it wasn't. But they were, and I'm like, oh man, this is really awkward because, you know, I have like a studio apartment.
Right.
Like, I got to pretend to stay asleep. And then it's like, well, this probably shouldn't last long. They'll probably pass out too. The album keeps repeating and repeating and repeating. And they just keep going on and on until the break of dawn. It was disgusting.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was. So now I can't hear this song without
wanting to do it.
Without wanting to do it.
You brought it here today.
Yeah.
Because it's a fantastic album. The album's called Deserter Songs. Whole album is great from front to back.
Jesus songs make you want to fuck.
This is called Goddess. Goddess.
We all have our pants down?
Yeah, okay. And begin.
What if it did just have this crazy power? I have to fuck.
Goddess going faster than we've ever.
There'd be some messy Douglas teeth. I can't even say it.
Douglas movies, t-shirts.
Yes.
And I know it ain't gonna
And that's all I got when it comes to God and Jesus and goddesses and Buddhas and Allah.
Good one, guys.
That's great. Let's give some shout outs to some people that that always comment on the Facebook page.
Yeah, Andrew Rich is always up in the mix.
Murray Head is on there.
The 19 Bangkok, is that Murray Head?
I think it's a different Murray Head. Murray Head,
common name.
But
Yupel Bird.
I'm going to give a shout out to a guy that challenged me in Song Pop. Didn't know if I knew him, if it was random or whatever. And then he when the chat, that was one thing, when you get the golden headphones, you can chat with people.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So he just like suddenly came in with some quote from Rock Solid. And nice. So I knew he was a fan. So
cool.
Martin T, I think.
Oh, Martin Tayo?
Is it Mitch Tayo? Mitch Tayo?
No, it's definitely Martin.
Okay.
But in Song Pop, you only see the first initial of the last.
Hey, Martin. Thanks for listening.
Michael Rogers, Andrew Rich. All these people are always having fun on the Facebook page. So like us on Facebook. Write a nice review on iTunes. Try to get your friends to listen. And
then when you fail to do that, stop being friends with those people. Get new friends. Find friends with better music tastes and people who like podcasts and all that.
Do you have some to play us out with?
I do.
What do you
do?
This is, I believe, I'm going to get the year on it because I think it's 93. I think it was a formative year for me.
Thank you, Matt and Gary.
Thank you, Pat. It was a good show.
How do I show? Oh, never mind. I'm just going to pretend it's 93. Who cares?
Okay.
This is from the album Midnight Marauders. It's a tribe called Quest.
Oh
my God.
Listen up, everybody, the bottom line. I'm a black intellect, but I'm refined. Precision like the bullet, target bound. Just living like a hookup, the harlot sounds. Now, when I say the harlot, you know I need the hot beat of the equator, the broth that's in the pot.
Jalik, Jalik, you wind up your hip.
Drafting of the poets, I'm the number 7 pick. Licks, 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 boy, on your backside. Licks, 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 boy, on your backside. Listen to the fate of Shaheed, let's it glide. Took the earthly body, heaven's on my side. Even in Santa Domingo, and I got a gringo. We got mics, when do we go? Know a little nigga who can rhyme when you ask me. Short, dark, and plus his voice is raspy.
One for the trouble, two for the bass. You know the style tip, it's time to flip this. I like my beats hard like 2-day-old shit. Steady eating booty MCs like cheese grits. My man, I'll be sure he's in effect mode. To have a crush on doing for men vote. It's not like Honey Dip will want to get with me, but just in case I own my condom, then TLC. Now the formula is this, me tipping Ali. For those who can't count, it goes 1, 2, 3. The
empty I'm right, I'm
a big up is who I be. Brothers find it's hard to do, but never me. Some brothers try to diss, but Malik, you see him bitching me, not care about them DBMC. My shit is hitting. Trini Gladiator, anti-hesitator, Shaheed push the fader from